Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
We are still in the thick of this bitterly cold weather, and Joe, no getting out of it today.
No, I don't think so, Susan. We will see more in the way of sunshine than we did yesterday when a lot of high clouds came in. They're still around early this morning, particularly across Long Island and down the Jersey Shore, but they'll retreat to the south and east and offshore. That means a lot of sunshine today, but it's going to do little to warm things up. We're high again, only near 20, much like yesterday, and we'll drop down into the mid-teens tonight. But after that, the worst of the cold will be over. It's not like we're going to have a heat wave or anything like that, but we'll be closer to 30 tomorrow, maybe freezing on Friday, and somewhere in the low 30s on Saturday. Then the cold should ease a bit more as we go into Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
Well, they finally have their heat and hot water back at the Polo Grounds Towers in Upper Manhattan. Let's find out what was going on there from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, not good is what's been going on. Heat and hot water back at 1 this morning. 8 buildings, at least 3,500 people impacted without that heat and hot water, in some cases for days. Jariah describes her very difficult and dangerous situation.
For days. There was no heat at all. There was not hot water, but it came back after I went to sleep 10 o'clock.
What's that been like for you and your family? I mean,
it's really hard, especially that my daughter has asthma.
You see your daughter. What was the temperature like inside?
It was freezing. We were sleeping with sweatpants and sweatshirt.
She believes the temperature last night was about 36 in their apartment. Now, across the river in Patterson, they have a major shelter and warming center, a new location that they've teamed up with the Salvation Army. Here's Mayor Andre Saya.
Now, the Salvation Army location, has that changed recently? And how's that relationship with Patterson changed?
Yeah. Yes. So Salvation Army is located at West Broadway. Mm-hmm. It's on the border of Haledon. So if there are any issues in that borough as well, people can come.
And there's a number, if you don't have heat in New Jersey, that would be 211, again, in this bitter cold morning. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here at 155th and Frederick Douglass in Upper Manhattan.
A 3-alarm fire in Brooklyn with at least 5 people injured.
Heavy FDNY and American Red Cross presence stretching for at least 4 blocks here in East Flatbush. FDNY says just before 1 a.m. they received a call about a fire in an attic. But homeowner Chattaram says their tenant was burning incense.
And I went with the fire extinguisher and they had fire extinguisher, but she told me she panicked and she looking for me. When she come to call and she opened the door, the fire gushed out.
He says there are multiple fire extinguishers distributed throughout the house and he's shown each resident how to use it if needed, so he can't believe the state of his house right now.
Oh man, oh, it's hurt too much. I just got confused. I don't know what to say about it now. And this guy here, yeah, they're gonna board it up. I want to know what's going on.
Chattaram says he feels for his daughter, who's coming home to no home from law school in Tokyo this Friday. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. in East Flatbush.
An Old Bridge Township man charged with animal abuse and neglect for allegedly abandoning a dog in the cold in a dumpster. A maintenance worker found the 2-year-old Bichon Frise just after 9 yesterday morning and called police. Surveillance video showed the dog being dumped at around 10 the night before. That video also led them to the suspect. The good news here is that the dog's okay. He's now at the Old Bridge Animal Shelter, but is not yet ready to be put up for adoption. There's an arrest and a shoving in the subway last month. Police say it was 19-year-old Andrew Passionin from Harrison who pushed a 33-year-old man onto the tracks at Atlantic Avenue after the two had argued about Passionin apparently videotaping with his phone. There was no train coming. The victim was not hurt. Passionin, who has no priors, is charged with attempted murder, felony assault, reckless endangerment, and menacing. Cops still looking to make an arrest in an attack on a 16-year-old in the subway. That happened 2 weeks ago at Union Square, where some woman punched the teen out of nowhere. We'll have a surveillance photo going up at 1010winds.com. Well, 1010 Winds went underground for the first night of Governor Hochul's new subway safety plan. Our second ride was alongside Eric Adams.
Mayor Adams on board the L train and letting me follow along with him.
When you speak to passengers here, they would tell you the presence of that blue uniform has a significant impact.
He wanted to see for himself the nearly 70 NYPD officers riding the train overnight. The move, he says, is the right one to get more people back on the trains.
Our battle is making sure that people are feeling safe. That's the battle we're fighting. And this presence of this uniformed officers is going to add to that perception.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the L train.
Another subway surfer in the city, despite the numerous warnings about just how dumb of a thing that is to do. In this case, a 15-year-old was riding atop a 5 train late yesterday afternoon near Gun Hill Road and Pelham Parkway when he fell onto the tracks below. He survived. He was rushed to Jacoby Medical Center with a head injury. 6 people have been killed while subway surfing last year in New York City. This is the first known injury of 2025. Next Wednesday is International Holocaust Remembrance Day with a new chance to learn part of that history. Opening here in the city.
The exhibit at the Center for Jewish History meticulously recreates the attic apartment where Anne Frank's family and 4 other Jews hid from the Nazis for 2 years.
This is the room where she wrote most of her diary.
One day we're laughing at the comical side of life in hiding. And the next day, and there are many such days, we're frightened.
What you see in this exhibition is a teenager's life and the teenager's dreams, hoping she would survive.
Ronald Leopold is the executive director of the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam.
We should all learn from the past. We should also learn how this could have happened. It was the work of human beings. This also serves as a mirror to all of us.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Union Square.
The Center for Jewish History is at 15 West 16th Street. The exhibit opens next Monday. You can buy your tickets at annefrankexhibit.org. After taking heat for skipping the Martin Luther King Day activities here in the city for the Trump inauguration in D.C., Mayor Adams is hearing it again for saying he's agreed to not publicly criticize the new president. That deal was apparently struck at his pre-inauguration meeting with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. During his weekly press conference, the mayor defended that, saying while they're not going to agree on everything, the president has okayed the mayor communicating with him directly on those matters. He added that he doesn't want to be part of, quote, what feeds the anxiety of going back and forth. Well, separately, the mayor sat down with Tucker Carlson and had this to say about suggestions he should go back to being a Republican.
People often say, well, you know, you don't sound like a Democrat. And, you know, you seem to have left the party. No, the party left me and it left working class people.
That's in a teaser from the interview posted on X. Adams also doubled down on claims that federal prosecutors targeted him because he criticized President Biden's handling of the immigration crisis. Governor Hochul moving forward with her promise to ban cell phones in class, saying the state would pay to enforce it.
If the plan is approved by the legislature, the phone ban would begin next school year.
Every student will be required to disconnect from their devices during the school hours, bell to bell. That means during class, at lunch, in the hallways.
The governor met with parents, teachers, and students
to discuss the impact of these cell phones on children's ability to learn how to interact eventually as adults.
It would be up to schools to figure out how best to enforce the policy. Hochul says this would free kids from social media disruptions and mental health pressures. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams out with a new plan to tackle the affordable housing situation in the boroughs. It would allow 10,000 new apartments in parts of Midtown that aren't currently zoned for residential construction. 2,900 would be for those with low or moderate incomes. Some would be new construction, others to convert existing office space. And while that still needs to be figured out, the plan is expected to pass the city council. They've got a federal mediator involved, but still no deal between New Jersey Transit and its Locomotive Engineers Union.
There will be a 60-day cooling-off period ending March 22nd, at which point there could be a strike. Union leader Tom Haas says engineers haven't had a pay raise in 6 years.
We operate into New York Penn Station. We share that station with Long Island Railroad and Amtrak. Their engineers make like $10 an hour more than us.
The union rejected annual raises of between 2 and 3%. They'd like it to be just over 4%.
We are the ones who actually operate the trains.
NJT CEO Chris Kaluri says they are committed to a fair and sustainable resolution. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Hey parents, check this out.
Have you heard about this idea where you establish a safe word in your parenting for when you or your partner are losing control? If you're losing it on the kids and your partner says the safe word, you need to walk away and let them handle it. Imagine the confusion when I'm in the middle of losing my temper and mommy walks in and says sassafras, like she's casting a magic spell, and I just stop and walk away. That's like the holy grail of parenting.
That's Locke Heyman, the father of four from New Hampshire, whose video on the matter has something like 4 million views on Instagram. What do experts think? Well, NYU Langone child psychologist Yamalis Diaz tells the New York Post this is a great idea, that the primary role in co-parenting is to avoid having disagreements about parenting in front of the kids.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.